C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma non mi maradare. Figlia mia, putterara, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te donna, biscia, olo, ite va, ite viene sempre a baccalare del mare, bene. Se ci picchia, bande, se è baccalare, figlia mia.
Hi, this is Gerald Celente, and it's that time for Trends This Week. And of course, that's Louis Prima. Boy, I picked up an old CD of his. The guy goes way back until the early 30s, and it was even before swing. And he went all the way through to the, you know, the 60s and 70s, and you listen to some of his later stuff. And it was the beginning, you know, it was the beginning of rock and roll in the 50s with Sam Butera on the sax. This guy was really out there and a great performer, and he also played a great trumpet. He was the white man's answer to Louis Armstrong, actually. That's who they were promoting him as. And a real cat. Anyway, here we are a week later. And so much has happened, of course, particularly in the equity markets. You add it up, and the facts prove it. Here we are, what is it, today, tomorrow, and Friday, the 3 days left to the trading of January on the equity markets. And history shows that there's never been a new year that's rung in on such a down note. And I wonder why. Well, it's one of our top trends for 2016, and we're in a global recession. And, you know, you go back a week ago, and the markets were tanking, and I was doing the show, actually. And all of a sudden, they reversed. I was on Progressive Radio Network talking about what was going on. And all of a sudden, the markets took a sharp turn. Foop! Shot way up. They had this Davos meeting where the richest people in the world get together. And you know the latest number. 62 people in the world have more money than half the world's population combined. These are the cats at Davos, right? So, Art Cashin, who's a spokesperson out there on CNBC often, he was on King World News, which I'm on often as well. Not CNBC, I used to be. They don't want me on anymore because I don't speak positive stuff about promoting the stock market scam brought to you by the banks that are in control of the country, quantitative easing, zero interest rate policy, that just prop this phony market up with mergers and acquisition activity and stock buybacks because you're getting the money for free. Anyway, he's on King World News as I was on Progressive Radio Network, Art Cashin, that is, and he said, quoting the hedge fund chief Ray Dalio of Bridgewater Associates. And Ray Dalio is one of those 62 or 69 among the 62, right in there, of the world's richest people. And again, what's a hedge fund? They're gamblers. They're doing deals. They're, you know, they play in the markets. They're not creating anything. They're not creating jobs for manufacturing. They're not building things. They're doing deals. That's all it is. Anyway, markets are going down, and Mr. Dalio doesn't like it. He said the quote, the Fed should, this is Art Cashin quoting Dalio, the Fed should go back to quantitative easing, that the markets are wasting away. And this could have drastic consequences. Why, how dare the Fed not keep the Ponzi scheme alive and pump more monetary methadone into the money junkies to keep them gambling and their habit going? What a disgrace. Federal Reserve, as you well know, the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express. Private banks. Private banks, it's bankism. It was one of our top trends last year. And that's what's ruling the world. Whether it's United States, Japan, China, European markets. Bankism. See, this is Guy saying we need more quantitative easing. The only thing that quantitative easing did was make all of us poorer and make the 62 richer, man. They own 62 people have more dough than 3.5 billion people combined. What's wrong with that? Well, got to get that number down to 50. Maybe that's what Dalio wants. So now check it out. He's at Davos, right? With all the richest people in the world. And the presidents, prime ministers, chancellors from countries all over the world showing up. Cabinet ministers, secretaries of this and that. No sooner does Dalio say that, all of a sudden Mario Draghi, the head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, former head of the Goldman Sachs gang, the European division, the guy that brought Greece into the Euro group when they weren't qualified to do that, that's that currency, cooked the books. Yeah, that Mario Draghi, now head of the European Central Bank. No sooner does Dalio speak, and also, of course, as I mentioned, you have Chinese officials, officials from all over the world, that right after that, Mario Draghi comes out, along with Chinese officials who were attending at Davos, and they heard what Dalio said. And let's get this straight. You got the richest people in the world in Davos. The markets are crashing. Commodity prices, oil. Oil was, when you look at the range of commodity prices now, since the start of the new year, they're down so low that they're at 1999 levels. So here we are at Davos. Everything is crashing. One of the richest men in the world, a hedge fund operator, Bridgewater Associates, comes out and says the Fed should go back to quantitative easing, that the markets are wasting away, and this could have drastic consequences, according to what Art Cashin reported. Now, what are they doing there? Were they watching Bill Gates and Warren Buffett play bridge? No. Draghi comes out and says, the ECB has the power, the willingness, the determination to act. There is no limit to our actions, he promised. Signaling a new round of quantitative easing. Yeah. Dalio, Draghi, Davos. The game is rigged. Just like they rigged the Forex markets, the currency markets, the LIBOR rates, the interest rates. And this isn't speculation. This is fact. The markets have been rigged. Six banks were convicted of felonies for doing just what I said, rigging Forex and LIBOR. You don't think they're rigging this? Is that a coincidence? Here's Draghi attending Davos, and all of a sudden he shoots his mouth off and promises more quantitative easing, and whoop, bam, boom, up go the markets. Up goes oil. Oil prices went up after Draghi said this. 23% in 48 hours. It had nothing to do with the fundamentals of the economy. Now, so, there you got it. When you look at the real numbers, what's going on around the world and why there's a global recession and why this market turmoil is going to continue, whether it's Macy's or Walmart's, the luxury item stores from the top to the bottom, retail sales stink. The numbers don't lie. Industrial production, down. Manufacturing index, down. Purchasing managers index, down. Look what's going on with the Baltic Dry Index, where they're shipping things, you know, across the seas at lows. Look at the transportation going on in the States and around other countries, rail transportation, way down. The facts don't lie, the liars lie. And the liars are the people that keep promoting the fundamentals of the economy are sound, that America is in a recovery, an economic recovery. Economic recovery as median household income adjusted for inflation is down to 1999 levels. The economy is sound as 62% of the people have more money than half the world's population combined. The economy is sound as the middle class now is a minority in what once used to be called the land of opportunity. Which brings me to, and again, I do not give financial advice, but interestingly, in this month of market madness, January, again, a record-breaking month, history proves it, Dow, you know, opening up the first 2 weeks of this year was the worst ever in recorded, you know, since the Dow began over 100 years ago, that gold prices are going up. You know, today they're down a bit, you know, $3. And gold is well off its highs, no doubt about that, from 2011. But interestingly, as all those commodities are going down, raw materials, the grains, and the markets hitting bear market, particularly in the emerging markets, with their currencies crashing as the value of the commodities that they sell continue to go lower and they sell less of them, gold is going up. So you take, for example, the Russian ruble, the South African rand, the Mexican and Colombian pesos, and just a few of the currencies that have hit all-time lows against the dollar. So gold has gone up about 3.8% this month, and $40 up. Not big, but big enough to me, again, I don't give financial advice, to tell a message. Yes, since Draghi and Chinese officials announced the possibility of more stimulus following the calls to do so, beckoning the call from Davos, the markets went up. But hey, they're back down again. And they keep going lower. And then you look, for example, you go to Asia last night. You know, the Shanghai index was way down, down over 3%. Boom, you go to the chart, shot up at the end of the night. Same thing with Nikkei. Down, closed up. Market after market in Asia, the total game is rigged. In Shanghai, in China, they have what they call the national team. The national team's a government, and they buy stocks to boost up the market when the market's failing. The United States, they have the plunge protection team. The Dow goes down. They have these circuit breakers and other games to play, and traders, you know, that are government agents, you know, from the Federal Reserve, Punch Protection Team, boosting the markets up. So these are not free markets. Everybody should understand that. The game is rigged. You look at the markets today, for example, in Europe. It was one after another. They were down all day long. Bam, at the end of the day, they pop up. On what? On weak earnings? Because that's all they're showing. And the earnings that are going up is because companies are cutting back. So gold, to me, is the ultimate safe haven asset. It's been like that for millennia, and it ain't going away, as I see it. And also, beyond the economic distress, is the growing geopolitical unrest. It never, to me, has been so dire to bring about one of our other forecasts for 2016, the last world war. And we're seeing it unfold in front of our eyes. The Middle East is up for grabs. What the Saudis are doing, by the way, to slaughter the innocent Yemenis, not even making the news. And remember, the Saudis launched the war against Yemen from the shores of the United States of America at the nation's capital on March 26, 2015. The Saudi ambassador announced that they were attacking and invading Yemen from the nation's capital, and that the United States, of course, is supporting them to do it under the guise of bringing back the dictator who replaced the previous dictator. And they are slaughtering thousands of people in the poorest nation in the Middle East. They've done nothing to the Saudis. But hey, if the Saudis could attack a country and they haven't done anything to them, why shouldn't they? They have every right to do it. Just like the United States has every right to attack a country that they don't like or a person running the country that they don't like. Whether it's Assad in Syria, Assad has to go. Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Barack Obama. Gaddafi has to go. Oh, yeah. Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, Susan Rice, Barack Obama, Sarkozy, Cameron. One after another. So, hey, we got to get them rid of them Talibans up there over in Afghanistan. They didn't do anything to us. Well, they were hiding Osama bin Laden. No, they weren't. It was an illegal war, just like the war launched by the United States against Iraq. You remember those weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda that they never had. And that's just to show you what a freak show it is on a Today Show and all these other freak shows that this they become. They're pumping Donald Rumsfeld selling his new game. Yeah. Donald Rumsfeld. Another person that should be brought up on war crime to a war crime tribunal after his allegations that he knew where Saddam Hussein's weapons of mass destruction were. But now they're promoting his game. How disgusting. Prostitutes. Yes, they are. Every one of them. So why shouldn't the Saudis have the right to slaughter when America and their murderers in chief slaughter at will? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary under Ronald Reagan, and of course a contributor to the Trends Journal, was also up here with Gary Null, actually. Gary just missed him, but at the same conference. We were up over here in Colonial Kingston this past September 20th, and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts was one of our speakers along with Gary Null. And the What's going on now in the hypocrisy coming from the liberals is so disgusting. And Dr. Paul Craig Roberts points this out. You go to his website, if you choose to, paulcraigroberts.org, and read the one about how the lies that are being told to us and the disinformation and how skewed and criminalized the news has become, and demonizing people that committed crimes of a much lower extent than are being committed now. For example, he talks about Nixon. And he's an open-minded man, Paul Craig Roberts. He tells you the negatives about Nixon and the positives, too. He's the guy that brought us, the Environmental Protection Agency, and did a lot of positive things. And again, I would never vote for Nixon, and I don't support most of what he's done. And of course, Paul Craig Roberts was an assistant Treasury secretary under Reagan. And he has his biases, I'm sure, from being there, but he's also a very open-minded man. And he talks about how the people, despise Reagan and Nixon, and Reagan particularly for Grenada and the Iran-Contra affair, but failing to realize that it was Reagan that ended the Cold War, and that Reagan never wanted to win it. He just wanted to end it. And neocon pressure was what happened in Nicaragua and Grenada. Again, not making excuses for it. He just puts out the facts that Reagan was willing to do that rather than sacrifice a peace treaty, a peace agreement with the former Soviet Union. But he goes on to say Nicaragua and Grenada, compare that to Obama's slaughter of Libya that's killed over 30,000 people and has destroyed the nation that was the most prosperous nation in Africa. And then look now, and you could do it by going to Consortium News, at the emails that they're showing that Clinton had going on in the lead up to the overthrow of Gaddafi, and how Sarkozy from France and people in the United States had their eyes on the oil fields and were trying to stop Gaddafi from coming out with a new currency backed by gold for the African Union. It's there. The words are there. Murderer. Can anybody call Obama a murderer as he sheds a tear for those that died in violence from gun violence? Drone strikes killing innocent people and other people, quote, suspected militants. Suspected? How about convicted? No, we suspect them. And don't you know who we are? We could suspect anybody we want, including you, and kill you. Because I'm the dictator of America. And I have a good line of dictators that preceded me that started wars, that slaughtered other people, including Bush's and Clinton's. So don't tell me who I could kill. I have executive order. I'll do what I want. What constitution? Grow up. There's no such thing anymore. I am the leader of America. I'm the commander in chief, and I'll play it between rounds of golf, a little bit of basketball maybe, and shooting some pool. And now what are they talking about? Going back into Libya to straighten it out, and they do it with arrogance. We got a plan and we have a strategy. You guys are losers. You haven't won a war since World War II. And you always got a new plan. And now you heard it. Your liar in chief, the cat that was going to pull us out of Afghanistan, now they're throwing it out there, man. Yep, another 10 years in Afghanistan. That's the word. Yeah, we got to protect them Afghans and train them. Yeah, like we train them Iraqis. It's what Eisenhower warned us about, the military-industrial complex, robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, the sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. Here we are, rotting away. Another day in Flint, poison water, knowingly doing it to save money to enrich the rich. Yep, plenty of money for war, not a penny for peace, and nothing for prosperity. Let's just squander it. And of course, I'm not only picking on Obama as a murderer. Well, and then the liberals will say, well, he murdered less than Bush. Oh, yeah. A mass murderer is a mass murderer. A murderer is a murderer. So now we have it escalating. So my greatest fear is, as the Saudis destabilize the Middle East, as the United States, along with Turkey and the Arab League, now even the Germans are in Syria, the English and the French, it's ready to explode. And then, of course, what's going on in Israel, it hardly makes the press anymore. They keep stealing more land, the Israelis, under the guise, you know, God gave it to them. You know, it's right over there. Yeah. It's a paragraph 6, section 8, in the Old and New Testament, and whatever other fairy tale you want to make up. We're going to steal the land. And they call it settlements. Yeah, like it was happy trails to you going over the wild, uninhabited sands of nowhere. And we're settling it. You're stealing land. Stop calling them settlements. And it's against international law. When people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And you have several million Palestinians that have lost everything and are losing it. And nobody cares. In the United States or the United Nations, just like they don't care about the slaughter of the Yemenis. Not a peep. Not a peep from the prostitutes. Hey, Yemenis don't count. Hey, kill a couple of French, man. Whoop! They're going to rob you all your rights. We're going to crack down on them terrorists. Yeah, kill one or two Americans. Whoa, Maron. Oh, look what they did to those journalists. You know, those vicious ISISs. Beheaded them. Yeah, the ISIS got a long way to catch up to the beheaders in chiefs over there in Saudi Arabia. Our Arab allies that the presidential contestant, the contestants in the presidential reality show brag about, Saudi Arabia, where they beheaded like 157 people last year, started the new year off with 47, including the head of a prominent Shia cleric. So, war is going to continue to escalate. Again, the death of Syrians, Iraqis, Afghans, Libyans, people in Africa, none of them count as much as losing somebody in the UK, in Europe, or the USA. What hypocrisy. And they use this as also every time one of these incidents happens, to rob us of more of our rights. They talk about gun control. Grow up. 350 million guns out there in the United States. A war on guns will be as successful as the war on drugs. You want them, you'll get them. Yet they'll spend trillions and ruin the lives of millions to, again, fulfill their sociopathic and psychopathic derangements. War on guns. And they BS how they got a plan to do it. I'm all in favor of gun control. Yep. Let's start with the military. Hey, Obama, as you're crying about gun control and passing it, how about some drone control? Could you handle that one? Bragging about in your State of the Union address how many airstrikes America has launched against Iraq and Syria over the last year, well over 10,000. You think he killed any innocent people? No. We had military intelligence just targeting the bad guys. Yeah, all you little liberals, stand up and clap on that dumb line. Yeah, and bend over. Because that's all you are doing. The disgrace. So the wars continue to ramp up. They talk about gun control. Let's start with the military. Yeah, let's control them. Let's cut their budget way back. Bring them all home. Close the bases overseas. Occupy peace. You want gun control? Let's start at the top. Because after all, folks, the fish rots from their head down. Yeah, let's control them. Bring them home. Secure the homeland. Put the troops to work rebuilding our rotted, stinking, disgusting infrastructure. Go down to New York City. Scaffolding up everywhere. Ugly buildings going up. Glass squares, man. For the squares that are running the show. It's perfect, perfect emblem. Symbol of who they are. Just like Trump, that square built all that junk on the west side. On the beautiful Hudson River. And then you look at the potholes in America, in New York. You could sink your car in them as they're putting up all this glass junk all over the place. Take a ride on the subway. It's a day in Calcutta. You don't even have a train that goes straight from Midtown to the airports. You got to take that crappy subways and then change. In every sophisticated country, they have them. Look what's going on in Flint. Look what Obama did. He shoved them the big deal of $5 million. And Flint folks voted for him, I can bet you that. But yet, it was $5 million. How many drone strikes is that? How many F-35s? Maybe, what is it, buy a wheel for an F-35? That's what they think of the people. So you want gun control, let's start at the top. We bring home the troops. We build our infrastructure to occupy peace. This is our program. I want gun control. That's where I want to start. Then, of course, force Congress to vote to go to war, which they have not done since World War II. So first we cut back on the military, cut them way back to size. I don't need a military to run my life. This nation was never built upon the dominance of a military. The founding fathers had never had this plan in line. But here we are, folks. Vote for me. Hope and change you can believe in. Vote for me, we're going to have them troops out of Afghanistan. Yep. And no more boots on the ground in Iraq. No. Oh, you mean I lied? Oh, no, I didn't. I just changed my mind. Yeah. Number two, gun control. Go down a city. You see what you're doing during the, you know, Times Square, you know, on New Year's Eve, during the holidays. There's these guys out there with all these weapons, enough to blow people apart 73 times in 80 directions. Look what the cops have become in this country. Militarized, blowing people's brains out at will. So number two, gun control. After the military, then demilitarize the police with these SWAT vehicles and SWAT teams and this and that. After you, again, the fish rots from the head down. After you deal with the military and the police, then come talk to me about gun control. Until then, I don't want to hear a word. And I'm up here in Colonial Kingston. We're about 90 miles north of New York City. The cops up here are great. I know a number of them. They don't bust your chops for anything that's small. They have real problems and they deal with those. You don't hear about any shootings. by police. They don't have that military mindset. But boy, then you get on Route 28 over here, and the state troopers, holy joke, take a ride on the thruway. I went from Milano, Italy last summer, all the way through to Slovenia, down the coast through Croatia. And we counted that whole trip, six cops. Six. The whole Dalmatian coast going, extending all the way back to Milano. Six in three countries. That's two stops on the thruway. So after you talk about and do demilitarizing the over-militarized military and militarized police, then come talk to me about gun control. So, here we are. What's going to happen next? Well, our forecast, going back to the market line, is that there's going to be probably a little boost up in oil prices, in the markets, even though the markets are down. Today they were down, you know, almost 150 points. Now they're down only 18. And they're going to do another round of some kind of quantitative easing to feed the money junkies. There's just no question about it. Because they're in control. It's bankism. It is not capitalism. And when you listen to the media report on what's going on, all they're doing is you go to CNBC. Every time the markets go down, they say, they show the charts. There's a direct correlation between declining oil prices and declining markets. That's true. But what they're leading off that chart are the other declines in commodities. As I mentioned, the Bloomberg Commodity Index is at 1991 levels. It's not about China. It's not about oil. It's about a global recession. And again, you're looking at emerging market currencies are down nearly 20% year to date. You're looking at outflows of money out of emerging markets in China last year and going into this year, that's approaching $1 trillion, because all that hot money flowed in when they had quantitative easing and the dollar was cheap. They took that dough and invested it into these emerging markets. And you're looking at outflows of hedge funds and the insider trading. You see the money leaving. So what they do is when people short the markets thinking they're going to go down, they knock them out by boosting the market up. And then they bring it back down again. So this is bigger than China, but China is going to get the blame, as with oil and Iran, of course. And so when you're seeing, for example, oil going up on the news that OPEC is going to cut back on production or at least have talks to consider it, that might work for a while, but it won't work long term. Because there's much too much supply. So when oil prices go up, you saw all these rigs closing down throughout the United States. Well, the rig count will go way back up and they'll be pumping more from the United States to Canada to Venezuela to Russia. So when the prices go back up, they're just going to flood the market again. So it's a long-term supply and demand issue. But I believe in the shorter term, the market volatility, of course, will continue, but there's an outside chance that they'll prop it up for a while as the promises with more stimulus come about. And, of course, they're saying today the news is the streets are waiting for the Fed's statement to say whether or not they're going to hint on how many times or if they're going to raise interest rates again in 2016, or not again for the first time, because the last time they did it was the end of 2015. And at the end of last year, the estimate was that they would raise interest rates four times throughout this year. Now the consensus is maybe one time. So you're seeing what's going on. I just mentioned to you about how they're correlating oil with the rise and fall of the Dow. Well, here it is. Dow halves losses amid oil bounce. So oil was down today, and now it's up over 1.5% on average between Brent and West Texas. And they're in the $32 range. Remember, they've gone down to the $26 and $27 range. There's also news coming out of a major property slump hitting China. And, of course, we know the facts of the millions and millions of empty buildings in ghost cities. And they're saying that this is going to be the year where they believe, according to some of the estimates, where the crash is really going to hit hard. And then, of course, you're looking at their markets, the equity markets, and they're down over 40% from their high in June. And it's only going to get much, much worse, because most of the people in the markets in China, some 80% of them, are what they call retail investors and just playing, gambling the markets. So, again, we saw last night the Shanghai was down to 27.36, and they were claiming when the markets began to collapse last June that they were going to push them back up over to 4,500. So it's not going to it's not going to happen, I don't believe. But again, gold to me is the safe haven asset, because this is merely a Ponzi scheme that's going nowhere fast. So in staying on top of the news and ahead of the trends, you have to really look at what they say, how they say it, who's saying what, and understanding that those in power really don't have a handle on how to solve these major problems. And that's just not empty talk. That's a fact, because you could go back to the minutes of the Federal Reserve, which they do not release until 5 years after the meetings. 5 years. So in 5 years, everybody forgets what they said and the policies that they made. And when you go back and look at the Fed minutes from 2007, 2008, the facts are there. They didn't know what was going on. So everybody's waiting for the Fed minutes, but the reality is that the Federal Reserve only manufactures bigger bubbles and blows up greater recessions. Rather than letting prices fall and meeting reality and true standards, true market conditions, it's totally artificial. So this is how childish it is that the markets are waiting today for the Fed minutes. And
going back to what's going on in oil and why this is going to really have strong reverberations, look at the stocks of banks. Bank stocks now are going to bear market territory. You look around the world and you see the facts, whether it's Barclays, whether it's Standard Chartered, Credit Suisse, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland. Look at the bank's profits in the United States. They're in bear market territory. One of the major reasons being is that banks have invested very heavily in the equity markets on the energy side. That's right. A lot of junk bonds in energy and mining. And now, with this mine, with the commodity prices falling dramatically, with oil prices that briefly hit 2003 levels, you're seeing bankruptcies developing virtually on a daily basis throughout the United States in oil and oil-related sectors. And the junk bonds in the United States, when you put together mining and energy, 20% of them, 20% of the junk bonds are in those sectors. And now they're like selling at 56 cents on the dollar. And the banks loan them the money. So beyond the big banks, you remember the too big to fails? Yeah. Remember, in capitalism, there's no such thing. Too big to fail is the merger of state and corporate powers. Fascism. Fascism in the business world and fascism the way they treat us as citizens. Fascism in the sense that they convicted of felony robbers that rig the markets, don't get any jail time. Where if you go over a yellow, double yellow line, you got your brights on with another car coming at you, you didn't put your turn signal on, pull over. Where'd you come from? Do you have anything to drink? Get out of the car. Put your hands on the roof. Stand on one foot and say the alphabet backwards. Get in the car. First they handcuff you, throw you in and take you to jail as the big crooks get away with murder. It's fascism. So you're looking at everything that's going down and the banksters that are robbing us, and they got the too big to fail, got bigger. Take a trip and look at the banks around Texas. The oil belts in Oklahoma or in North Dakota. Look at those banks, banksters. Look at the money that they loaned out. Look at those cities that built up on the big oil boom. You think they're going to go bust? You think you're going to see a lot more defaults? You think you're going to see those junk bonds become more worthless? And it's not only in the United States. It's global. All the mining that went on. All the development. Who's going to fill those buildings in Houston? As Shell cuts way back. As BP declines. As Halliburton stocks go down and their losses grow, you think they're going to be taking out rental space or leaving it? And then again, go around the world. Same thing, different country. Yep. But again, yeah, I got them right in front of me. Today's Wall Street Journal, just saw this. Oil stocks marching in lockstep. Worries about global growth have S&P 500 and Brent crude moving in tandem. Oil and stock markets have moved in lockstep this year, a rare coupling that highlights fears about global economic growth. No, They just started talking about global economic growth now. They just kept saying it was China before. And they're failing to put the other charts up, showing the other commodities going down as much or if not worse than oil. Copper, iron ore, zinc, aluminum, wheat, corn, soybeans. But again, we'll only add up one and one to two. That's as far as we're going to think about. We're not going to go any further than that. That's how stupid they're making this whole thing. They're not looking at the facts. They're only looking at the promotion. And that's to promote you to get in the market to gamble. So here we go. We began the day with the Dow down well over 100 points. Began this broadcast with the Dow down sharply. And now it's up 31 points. That NASDAQ, though, that's down still low, 4,551, down 16 points. But think about it. Think about it. The NASDAQ at 4,550. Where was it in March of 2000, nearly 16 years ago? I'm not real good at numbers, but I think that's about right, right? 5,000. The NASDAQ was at 5,000 16 years ago. And here it is at 4,550. So, yes, a lot of people are making money. A lot of people lost a lot of money. And it's the big guys that are making the dough, and the rest of the people are getting hit. So again, the reason why I'm bullish on gold is that quantitative easing, in the end, all it's going to do is devalue the currencies. Because that's all it's doing. And the only reason the dollar is maintaining strength is because other currencies are so weak. So when the dollar goes down, that's when you're going to start seeing gold really, really go up. And the dollar, I believe, is going to go down because of quantitative easing. And when that one happens, you're going to start seeing a lot of volatility, not only in the markets, but in gold as well. And I believe that when gold spikes, it's going to be a big one. And again, I am not recommending you invest or put your money into it. You know, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. And I would also encourage you to go to our website, trendsresearch.com. You know, we put out trend alerts every week. Next week we'll be coming out with the Trends Monthly. The week after that, the Trends Journal. And it's the only place where you're going to read history before it happens. Guaranteed. We're saying things that very, very few people are. And there are a number of good ones out there. David Stockman, you go to his website, he puts out some great information. Of course, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And one after another coming from him is right on the mark. This is a guy that's been there. He had, when he was Assistant Treasury Secretary, by the way, there's a great video we have on our website, trendsresearch.com, of our conference with Gary Null and Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Guaranteed you'll hear things you have never heard before coming out of that. And one of the things, again, this is a man that had the power to call in the director of the CIA and question him under oath. And he did. And one of the things they found out was the CIA was wrong about Russia building up its military larger than the United States in its defense program, because they found out that Russia didn't have the money to do it. That's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And of course, you know Gary Null. I am urging you to consider going to our website, trendsresearch.com. This is not an expensive video. You're going to hear what you've never heard anywhere else. Guaranteed. Money back guarantee. You don't like it, say Salenti, You're full of BS. I want my money back. And we'll gladly send it back to you. Not gladly, because I don't think you'd be telling the truth. But we will give it back to you anyway. As well as if you're not satisfied with the Trends Journal. Of course, you know, it's a full money back guarantee. But you can see what's going on in the markets, how these things are rigged. Again, now the, you know, Brent and West Texas are up over 3%. The markets were down all day. Now they're up. Gold, that's flat, basically down $3. So it's very imperative that you really, really stay in tune now, because it's your future depends on it, and so does your present life. And people say, what can I do? And I'm on the same page with Gary Null. He says it his way, I say it my way. Get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. The countdown is on. We're into 2016. The year started off with like nothing we've ever seen before. It's a fact. The numbers don't lie, the liars do. So, in each week with Trends This Week, we want to put you ahead of the news and on top of the trends. It was my sincere desire to do so today, to give you information that will show you history before it happens. So we're going to be back next week. And of course, I enjoy being here every week and very appreciative to have this opportunity. But it's very important you do your part too. One man with courage makes a majority, said Andrew Jackson. So here we are in the countdown. Thank you again for coming on. And remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, not setting brush fires of freedom. Speak to me, I put it out of my mind, I'm such a dupe.